Okay, we're up to Kufchav Hey Amid Aleph. Omar Bar Hamaduri, Omar Shmuel. Krumio Shel Machzelis, Mutter L'Tautlam B'Shabbos. You have pieces that are left over from mats, the ends of the mat. So you're allowed to be Metaltalim on Shabbos. My time, Omar Rava Bar Hamaduri, Asperli. Machzelis Gufala Maichazio, L'Chsuye Be'Afra. What do you use a mat for? To cover up the dirt. These also are roy to cover up dirt, so they still have their original function. And even though we paskin, you don't need the original function; you just need some function, just like we had the cheres before that you could move it. Since it could somewhere be used as a kli, you can also use it to clean off your shoe. So it's also not muktzah. These also, even if they wouldn't be the similar usage that they had at the beginning, they have some usage, they're also, it's not muktzah. Rashi, krumio shel machzelis, shenifredu min machzelis yishana. They came detached. They're basically, what's it called, strands that are from a mat. Bar hamaduri asperli, bar hamaduri pirishli taimo shel dovri. Explain to me the reason. L'chasos bo afra, omid l'chasos bo tzoa. Right, you use the mat to cover excrement, right, if you want to daven or whatever, or you just want to cover it over for aesthetic purposes. Inam yishol yala ha'avak, or to cover over the dirt that the dust shouldn't rise. Omer abzeira, omer rav, shiurei pruzmoyos, osu l'tautlam b'shabbos. Rashi, shiure pruzmamios talisos. So Rashi learns there are talis, and the way the, what's it called, ki the omer besukah, roma tchelta bepirzma the inche basic. He put tchelis, he put tzitzis on the clothing of his family. So even though talis doesn't mean what we call a talis means any beged. But Rashi points out that it's talking about the garden with tzitzis on it, and the, Biragra learns from here that, what's it called, that it's talking dafka about a talus with tzitzis. And therefore, what's it called, we'll see that the shiurim apply. How was also talus m'shabbos? So if you have pieces left over from this talus, they're muktzah. Omra baye b'matlonio she'en bohem gimel al gimel. They're talking about small pieces that are less than three etzbos by three etzbos, three finger breaths by three finger breaths. The lo chazin lo laniim v'lo lashirim. They're not fit, not for aniim and not for ashirim. In order to makabel tuma, the minimum amount for an ani is three etzbos. For an asher, it's more than that. It's three tefachim, three tefachim, because the ani uses it as a patch. Rich people don't patch their clothing. So that's the Gabi Tuma. The Gabi Shabbos, since it's coming from a Talis Shel Mitzvah, you don't use it to cover, dirt or whatever. But we had before that even the leftovers from a mat, even if they're very small, can be used to cover dirt. So here, Lachara, these things can also be used to cover dirt. So therefore they learned that it's dafka, if it's left over from a talus, you don't use a talus to cover up dirt. But if it's from a regular beged, then it's not muktzah, even if it's very small, because you can use it to cover up dirt. Okay, let's go on. Amar Abaya. We said that already. And here is a machlokis, these things, what kind of muktzah are they? Right. So some hold that they're only muktzah, just like kli shel melachto le'isser, since they came from something that has a din of a kli, a beged, so now, even though now they're not usable, but they're shivrei kelim, so they're muktzah, but they're what's it called, but they're only muktzah, not machmas gufo umakoma. You could use them if you need them for something or whatever. Masha'en kein, others hold, the Mishnah Berurah passages like that they're muktzah machmas gufo. They lost their shame kli completely. They have no use at all, and therefore their muktzah can't even move in the sort of gufa makomo. That's takawi pasuk. Tanu rabbanan shivrei tanur yoshan harihen kichkol hakelim hanitolin bechatzer divrei Rav Meir. The broken pieces of an oven that was used already, tanur yoshan, it was already used as an oven. It has a din of all the kelim hanitolin bechatzer divrei Rav Meir. All the kelim that you're allowed to move in a chotzer, they have a din of kli shemalachto leheter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't tolim. You can't move them at all. Heid Rabbi Yossi Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov al shivrei tanur yoshin shenitolim b'Shabbos. Right, Rabbi Yossi was made Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the broken pieces of a tanur that was used once are able to be moved on Shabbos. The al kisuyo she'eno tzorich beis yad, and you're allowed to move the cover of an oven like that, and it doesn't need a handle. Later on, the Gemara will speak about certain covers that need a handle in order to be moved on Shabbos. This one doesn't need a handle. So b'may kamiflege. Omer Abaye ba'osin me'ein malacha ve'ein osin me'ein malachton kamiflege. Right? The machlokus is whether the thing has to be used, be able to be used for something similar to its original use or not. The Azra Yehuda Tame, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning. He said before that what's it called, that it has to be used for something similar to its original use. For Rabbi Meir Latame, and Rabbi Meir goes according to his reading, it doesn't have to be used for to something similar to its original use. See in a second how that works out. Rashi, Tanur Yoshin, Shikvar Husak, the Charos of Koshin, the Chazul Malacha. The Tanur was already once fired up, and therefore the pieces, the walls of the Tanur are strong, and when it breaks, the pieces, the broken pieces, are roy to be used for other things. Hari Henke Cholakel, the Kami first book Saiva Tamayo. The Gemara is going to discuss now what they're arguing about. The Al Kisuyo Shel Tanur, Sheino Tzorach Beis Yad, that the cover of this oven doesn't need a handle to be mutter to move. The Balab Beis Achizim Ataltan Lake, because you move it, you carry it without a handle. Later on, the another Mishnah will argue, some hold that you do need a handle, especially on some kinds of covers. Right? It's usable that you can use it to cover a barrel. But they can't be used anymore for baking, for cooking. So they're, what's it called, they're not usable for their original usage, but they're usable for some other usage. And Reb Meir holds that they're not muktzah because as long as it has some use, it's not muktzah. And Reb Yehuda holds it has to have the use, the original use. Okay. Maskif lo rava. Ihachi adamiflege b'shivrei tanur, liflege b'shivrei kelim b'alma. What's this special about a tanur? Right, why dafka are they arguing about a tanur? Just tell me in general that shivrei kelim, or what's it called, if they're usable for their original use, they're not muktzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, even if they're usable for some use. Why do you have to mention a tanur? And the tanur is irrelevant over here. El amar Rava b'shivrei d'hai tanur k'miflege. They're arguing about a specific oven, and that's where the machlokus is. D'hai tanur ha'osri ke'ein zeh sheshoni b'mishna zu shani mevi l'cha. The tanur that fits the specifications of the mission I'm going to bring you. It's talking about a tanur that wasn't totally installed, and that's where they're arguing. This man, nosnu al pi habor or al pi adus, the nosn shom evin. If you put their tanurim, let's see, Rashi says, nosn al pi habor tanurim shalohem asuyin kikderos gedolos de ein lehem shulayim. Their tanur were made like gigantic pots without a bottom. And normal way you make this tanur is you put it on the ground and you put cement around the bottom to keep in the heat. There shouldn't be a separation between the ground and the place where the tanur touches the ground. And lasoso av, you make it thick, and you also put tit all around the pot to make it insulated. The he kruya tfeila, that's called the tfeila of the tanur. Tfeila of the tanur is the insulation that of plaster around the metal, I guess, no, it's a kli cheres. It's a, the pot itself is made out of cheres, out of earthenware. And then you cover it over with plaster to insulate it. And you connect it to the ground, okay? It's on the ground and it's with plaster, with cement, it's connected to the ground. Shavihi kruya tfeila, vihi magas la'aretz, and that reaches till the ground. And we toch kach hevel shalokayim, and the heat stays inside this pot, which is the oven. Vimnasnu apiyabor, it's like a big cylinder that's opened on both ends. And one end you put on the ground, that becomes the bottom of the tanur, and you cover it with plaster. O al piyadu, she'i kainbor, but now here, instead of putting it on the ground, you put it on a pit. Okay, so the bottom is opened into this pit. El shahabor, and the either a bor or a deuce. A bor is something that you excavate, and a deuce is something you build in the ground. El shahabor bechatir of a hadus bevinyan. You build the deuce above the ground, but it's like a hole that has walls, and you put the tanur on top of that, and the bottom is open to this hole that's above the ground, or a hole that's under the ground. And you put a rock to wedge the tanur that shouldn't fall into the hole. So it's wedged with a rock, and it's sitting on top of the hole, right, with the bottom of it exposed to the hole. So now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Mesik Milmata, v'hu Nisok Milmala, Tomei. If you make a fire in the bottom of the hole, and the oven is heated with that, right? You don't have to put a false bottom on the tanur, right? On the oven. But the bottom of the bor becomes the bottom of the oven, and the tanur now extends till the bottom of the bor, and you put the wood on the bottom of the bor, and the heat rises, and it heats, it's enough to heat the tanur, then the tanur is tamei. The imlav tahor, and if not, it doesn't have a din of a tanur, and it's tahor, because the tanur itself, you have to put a false bottom on the tanur, so it's really not connected to the ground. The part of the tanur has nothing to do with the ground anymore, because if you put the fire in the ground, it's not going to heat the oven. The Chachamim omrim hoil v'husak mikol makom tamei. The Chachamim hold no, since either way, whether it's going to be heated by wood in the bor, or wood on a false bottom that you put on the tanur, since it's connected to the ground minimally, it's still tamei. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im dofnos of lamala, krov l'medofni habor. If the walls of the tanur are close to the walls of the bor, right? Shelo hutzrach losis bin osayim ela evin daka. You only had to put a small stone to wedge it in, so it doesn't. It's not separated from the walls of the bor. Vein avir nikur bein dofni atanur ledofni habor. There's no noticeable separation between the walls of the tanur and the walls of the bor. Shiyakiv es hesek atanur, and therefore the wood at the bottom of the bor will heat the tanur. Ela yo'ilu lo dofni habor lahasik eschomo b'shulav krovin l'shulei habor. The end is close to the where the bottom of the bor is, right? Lahasik eschomo, and therefore it what's it called l'shulei habor. She'im mesikin also milmata shosim ha'or b'bor v'tanur nisok milmala b'socho me'or derech shulav. Right? And therefore, you can put the wood at the bottom of the bor, and it'll heat the tanur, because the heat won't escape, because the walls of the tanur and the walls of the bor are pretty contiguous. All you need is a little wedge to hold it that it shouldn't fall down to the bottom of the bor. Osha tanur b'so chalala bor, or the tanur extends into the, what's it called, the opening of the bor, ba'avir, v'hesik oles saviv d'ofenoso, the nisok. And the fire goes on the outside of the walls of the tanur, the nisok yigon shekotzer mamata v'racha mamala. Right, that would be where you don't need a wedge, where the tanur is wide on the top and narrow on the bottom, so the bottom part goes into the bor, and then it's stopped by the wider walls. As it goes up, it becomes wider, and that part holds it, what's it called, in the top, at the top of the bor. Or the bor is wider at the bottom and narrow, wider at the top and narrow at the bottom. So the thing goes in till a certain point; it can't go farther, because it's then narrower than the walls of the tanur. All these things are basically the same thing. The tanur is suspended and connected to the bor, and the wood at the bottom of the bor is going to heat the tanur. If that's the case, then it's tamei. has a din of a regular tanur. Vim lav elaniso kishar tanurim mitochan tohar. But if it's not connected to the board like that, and you need a bottom on the tanur, and wood on the bottom of the tanur, not on the bottom of the board, then it's tohar. Kid mafarish taima, deboina mechusur netitza, she karav lios mechuber. Right, the halacha, in order for a tanur to be makabel tumah, because it's not really a kli, it's open on both ends, really. Here you're just putting a false bottom, but it's not really closed up. So it's not really a kli, it's klicheris, and it's not makabel tumah b'chlal. But the chiddush of a tanur is that even if it's mechuber lekarka, right, it's makabel tumah, but only if it's mechuber lekarka. Because it says, tanur v'kirai in yutatz, the only way of being matayer, a tanur, is by breaking it. But breaking does means netitza is breaking something connected to the ground. So it has to be roy to be broken, meaning it has to be roy to be connected to the ground. It has to be connected to the ground. Otherwise, netitza doesn't apply to it. Then shvira would call breaking it, something that's unconnected from the ground is called shvira. Here it says yutatz, which means you break something connected to the ground. So the Torah only said that a tanur is makabel tumah if it's connected to the ground. Or at least not exactly connected, but close to being connected. The chieno kar of la'aretz ein lecha tanur natus mizeh. The ein lecha lekayim bo tanur v'kirayim yutatz. If it's not connected to the ground, then it's already broken off from the ground. Netitza means to break it off from the ground, but it's already broken off from the ground. So it's not roy to break it off from the ground. That's not called a tanur. The netitza lo shaycha ela bebinyan mechuber. The she'ein mechuber shvira shaycha be. If it's not mechuber, then it's called shvira. It's not called netitza. So the Torah is mechadesh that a tanur is tamei, but only if it's connected to the ground. So unlike any other thing, usually things connected to the ground are mekabel tumah. Here it's Xeris HaKosu, that things connected to the ground are mekabel tumah, only if it's connected to the ground. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that only if it's connected to the ground in such a way that you're using the bottom of the boar to be the bottom of the tanur, then it's mekabel tumah. If not, you have to put another bottom in. That's not called not connected to the ground. The Chachomim Omrim, Hoel v'husak mikol makom tameh, since l'maisa, it's minimally connected to the ground, and it can be heated with a false bottom, even though the wood won't be at the bottom of the board, that's still called, what's it called, connected to the ground. V'maika miflege, what's the machlokas? The high cross. Machlokas is the following pasuk. Tanur v'kirayim yutatz, tmeim heim, utmeim yulachem. Tanur v'kirayim, if they're tameh, the only way you can be matired is by breaking it, and they're tameh, and they should be tameh to you. Rabbi Yehuda sover mechusar netitza tameh, sheina mechusar netitza tor. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that only a tanur that's possible to break off the ground is tameh. But a tanur that's impossible to break off the ground, because it's already broken off the ground, that's not tameh. Rabbanan savre tmeim yulachem mikomakom. And the Rabbanan hold no. Tmeim yulachem, even if it's not mamish connected to the ground, right? Still tummy. For Rabbanan nomi haksiv yutatz, either maish it says yutatz, mashman has to be connected to the ground. Hahula idach gisa. That comes to tell me the opposite. The solka dait dechamina kivin dechavri ba'ara kegufa da'ara domi. I might think that it's like other things, that once they're mechuber lekarka, they can't be makabel tumah. The Korah comes along and says, even if it's mechuber lekarka, it's still makabel tumah here. But if it's not mechuber lekarka, it's also makabel tumah. So Rabbanan hold that the chiddush of mechuber lekarka is not that it has to be mechuber lekarka to mekabel tumah. It surely is mekabel tumah if it's not mechuber lekarka. But it's even mekabel tumah if it's mechuber lekarka. That's how they learn the pasuk. Kamash malon. I the idach nami, Rabbi Yehuda also holds, oksiv tmeim yulachem, says an extra riboy, tmeim yulachem. He says, ahikad Rabbi Yehuda amr Shmuel. Dom Rabbi Yehuda amr Shmuel, machlokas behesik rishon. Ava behesik sheni, afilu toli v'tzavr gamal, right, that's it's makabel tumah. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time a tanur is only makabel tumah if it, what's it called, if it's mechuber lekarka, is before you fire it up the first time. Right, the first firing of the tanur has to be in something mechuber lekarka, otherwise it's not makabel tumah. But once it was fired once, even if you hang it from a camel and put a bottom on it and use that, what's it called, as a tanur, it's still makabel tumah. That we learn from that extra pasuk. Okay, Omar Ula, the Hesek Rishon, the Rabbanan, Afilu Toli B'Tzavor Gamal, according to the Rabbanan, you're coming to tell me now that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds if it's the second firing up of the oven, it doesn't have to be Mechubar Lekarka. The only machlokas is by the first firing up. And that would seem to imply that the Rabbanan holds by the first firing what Rabbi Yehuda holds by the second. That even if it's tied on a camel, it doesn't have to be mechuber at all. Right? Right? Maskif l'Ravashi, that's not true. Ihochi adamiflagi b'shivrei tanur, liflagu b'tanur gufa. Right? Instead of arguing about the broken pieces of a tanur, argue about the tanur itself. Right? Hashta tanur gufa l'Rabbi Yehuda lohavi mana. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tanur is not a kli. It always has to be mechuber l'kark. If it's not mechuber l'kark, it doesn't have a din of a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. And the Rabbanan hold, it's always a kli. So therefore, the shvarim of that tanur, according to the Rabbanan, are shivrei kli. They're shivrei kli. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're not shivrei kli, it never was a kli. So if that's the case, why argue about the shvarim? Argue about the tanur itself. It's not a kli. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a kli. According to the Chacham, it is a kli. Why are you arguing about the shvarim? So let's see Rashi until now. Tmeim heim utmeim yulachem, the kefil bakra ribuyahu. It comes to be marba, to include something that's not in the pasuk. Shafal pisha'inu masukim kol tzarko. Comes to tell me, even if it's not completely connected to the ground, it's still what's it called, still makabal tumba. So the Gemara says, hahula idach. You said, what are you going to do with the one yutat? That it has to be able to be broken off the ground. So master has to be connected to the ground. Hayuta slavlag mure kula asa. Lamema di lekalik yume benetitza kigon zesheino boni umachuber. On the mele who not to slavitar. It's not coming like Rabbi Yehuda to tell me that if it's not possible to break it off the ground, it's not makabel tuma. It has to be possible to break off the ground, meaning it has to be connected to the ground. That's not what it came to tell me. The hadar tani bekra utmeim yulachem lerebuye. Because we learn from the end of the pasuk that even if it's not connected from the ground, it's still tani. Ela lag mure chumra asa. It's coming to tell me a chumra. The lo tema kolat tanurim asun kel chasun mechubarim laaretz arhein kishar batim mukakarka dami hoel vechibran velo lekabel tuma. Kamash malon yutach. The afagab the shaychi they lashon atitza kolomer de mechubar hu tamei. The Rabbanan learned the pasuk like this. From tmeim yulachem, we learn that even a tanur that's not connected to the ground is mekabel tuma. From yutach, we learn that even a tanur that's connected to the ground is mekabel tuma. Because without that pasuk, I would think that if you connect it to the ground, it's like any other things connected to the ground, it's not makabel tuma. So the Torah comes to tell me, no, a tanur is an exception, even if it's connected to the ground, it's makabel tuma. Surely if it's not, Rabbi Yehuda learns no. Only if it's mechuber l'karka is it makabel tuma. If it's not mechuber l'karka, it's not makabel tuma, because it's not a kli. The kosher mechusin teacher, the hesek rishon shelo husik mi olam, it never was fired up. The hesek rishon shenech l'kubo, dahu mashvile kli, that makes it a kli. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, once you fire it up, it's a kli, even if it's not connected to the ground, even if it's hanging from a camel's neck. The Rabbanan hold, no, even if it's not fired up, it's a kli. And therefore it's a tanur, even if it's not connected to the ground. So it's only before it was fired up the first time that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a kli, unless it's fired up, or if it's connected to the ground. If it's connected to the ground, special gzeres akosu, that's makabel tuma, even though it's not a kli. And the Rabbanan hold, no, it's always a kli if it's not connected to the ground. And the chiddush is, even if it's connected to the ground, it's also mekabel tuma. That when do you finish off this kli? When you fire it up the first time and you're able to now cook things in it, bake things in it. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's not connected to the ground, before it's fired up, it's not a kli. Aval behesek sheni. Shemitchila nasa kashar tanurim was made originally like other ovens, mechuber l'aretz, it was connected. Ola evan, or it was put onto a big stone, v'husak sham, and there it was fired up, v'nasa kli, and then it became a kli, v'sof notl misham, then you took it off of there, separated from the ground, v'nosno apiabor, and then you put it on this board, v'kan nitma, modra b'yehuda, disraboy mitmeim yulachem. Here it's tummy no matter what, because that is what tmeim yulachem comes to tell me. That it's tamei even if it's not mechuber l'karka, if it once was mechuber l'karka and became a kli. V'afilu toli b'tzavar gamal, elin kein chilko kedein taras tanur. But breaking it off the ground doesn't mean just removing it from the ground. It means mamish breaking it, slicing it up. Then it becomes tahor. But if you just remove it from the ground intact, that's not enough to be considered breaking it, and then it's still mekabel tuma, even if it's not mechuber l'karka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, once it was fired up once. It's pulling it off the ground doesn't make it tar. You have to break it up and take it off the ground. That's called metitza. Omar Ula, Hesek Rishon Rabbanan, the Amre mi ribuya de kro, the afagab de ein hevel shalom eskayim yofa, mikabel tuma, lo teima nosno api abor davka, el afilu tlo bitzavor gamol, v'husak shon hesek rishon tomit. The Rabbanan who hold that you learn from Tvein Lachem that does nothing in Chubur at all, that it's a keli, even what's it called, if it's on the boar, in such a way that it's not really connected, doesn't have to be connected to a boar even minimally. It could be hanging in the air. It's also a tanur. Maskil or Vashi, other rabbi, the oki plugs in the tilt will shivre tanur yoshin, de la eel, bishvorim, de chi hai tanur, de hu gufa the Yehuda lab monahu, right? Well, Chora, why are you arguing with a broken tanur? Argue with the tanur itself. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, before it's fired up the first time and it's not connected to the ground, it's not considered a kli. So it's muksa. And according to what's it called, it's muksa machmas gufa. And according to the Rabbanan, it's kli shemalach dole yisr. But it's not muktzah machmas gufo. So argue about the tanur. Don't argue about the broken pieces. El omer vashi la'olam kedamor mikor. Right? It's like we said in the beginning. That the argument is whether, what's it called, it has to be osa, it has to be usable for something similar to its original use to be not muktzah, or only something that's, what's it called, it has to have some use. Ubosa maisa tafka. And it's talking over here where you can heat things up on it. It's still big enough to put something on it and to make a fire under it and to heat it up. Okay? Kidamar mikar, ba'osin me'ein malacha v'lo me'ein malachtan. Shtishivrei tanur ma'al yakamar. It's talking about regular tanur. Any tanur. Right? That was originally a kli, according to everybody. Okay? And therefore it's a kli shemalachto le'isr, and you're allowed to move it l'sor gufo makomo. Right? However, now the shvarim, the broken pieces, are they still usable for their original use or not? The Kamar. The Kashalach, am I not a tanur, liflik b'shivrei kli? So what we had the question, then speak about any kli. No, here's a special halacha wants to teach me. V'hai itzrichle, uva'osim tzas me'ein melecha satiyah, kigon naisa tafka. Right here, the broken pieces can be somewhat like their original use, but not exactly. Right? Maisa tafka is, ra'othim shekofim tov, you have a tile, shemesikin osam, right, you heat them up, va'ofin bohen, and you bake on the side opposite where you put the heat. Kach shvarim elu rechavim, they're wide broken pieces. Umiu ein lohem toch nasikam mibifnim. They don't have any inside that you can put the fire on the inside. You can only put the fire on the outside to heat them up. Ela mibachutz kira'otim, like these tiles. V'lo mishum deboy rav meir me'ein malachton. And Rabbi Shum to Rabbi Yehuda, not it. It's only because Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds if it has any use, it's fine. But in Rabbi Yehuda, it comes to tell me a chiddush. Even though you can bake on these things now, but you can't bake the way the oven was baked. You can only bake on them if you put the fire on the outside, but not like an oven where the fire is on the inside. So that's not called main malachim. That's not. It can't do the use of before. Before the use was you can bake it with a heat source on the inside. Here you can only bake it, use it for baking with a heat source on the outside. That's memele, it's muktzah, because it's not osa me'in malachton, it doesn't do, like it doesn't have the same use it had before. Okay. Rav Meir l'dvarav Rav Yehuda kamar. And Rav Meir l'chora doesn't need anything. It doesn't have to be used anymore for even anything similar to what it was. You can use it to cover a barrel, and it's still not muktzah. So Rav Meir was talking according to Rav Yehuda. L'didi afilu bosa mei malacha. According to me, I don't even need that it should be used for baking altogether anymore. It could be used to cover a barrel. Ela l'didoch odili miho dekahai gavna malachto. At least admit to me that this is called, that it can still be used for its original use. You can still bake things on these broken pieces. Rav Yehuda lo dami, hosam hesekum ifnim, hakam hesekum vachlus. And Rav Yehuda will answer, no, it's not the same thing. Before, you could bake on it with a heat source on the inside. Here, you can only use a heat source on the outside. Not the same thing anymore. Rashi. Rav Meir l'dvarav Rav Yehuda nakat tanur de ka'amar l'didi afilu osin me'in malacha k'da'amar b'masnisan. Rav Meir says, I hold that you don't need that it has to be used similar to what its original use was to not be muktzah. Even if it has any use, it's not muktzah. But according to you, that you need something similar to the original use, right, at least admit to me that this is also similar. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's not similar. It's not the same kind of baking. And another thing, hasam mi ma haseko hacha haseko. Rabbi Yehuda lo dami hasam haseko mfnim hacha haseko machutz hasam meumed hacha labu. There, the thing was used for baking when it was standing straight up. Here, you can only use it if it's horizontal. Right, you have to put things on it, and it sits on there, and you have the fire underneath. That's not a tanur. A tanur is where you madbik the things around the sides. You used to put the bread and attach it to the sides of the tanur, and the heat would come up from the bottom. They didn't put it on the bottom of the tanur. The tanur could be didn't even have a bottom. Okay, mu'umid b'tanur ofin mu'umid shapas dvuka b'dofni atanur. You put the dough and stuck it on the sides of the tanur, the omedes, and it stands straight, vertical. The ena mutelus b'shchiva. It's not put on the bottom of the oven. There is no bottom. Agabi shulav kira often shein shofos arachovim. But over here, you're baking things on the surface of the what's it called of the tiles on the broken pieces. That's not the same thing. Okay. Heyed Rav Yosi mishum Rav Elezer ben Yaakov al shibrei tanur yoshon shenitalim b'shabbes ve'al kisu yoshenu tzarav beis yad. Omer Avina, Keman Metaltalim Hoidna Kisu de Tanuri de Masa, Machsir, De Ein Lohen Besachiza, who do we rely on? That we carry, that we move around the covers of ovens in Masa Machsir that do not have a handle. Keman Krablazar Ben Yaakov, Taka, we hold like Krablazar Ben Yaakov, what's it called, who was Reb Yossi, really, who was Meir in the name of Krablazar Ben Yaakov, right, that you're allowed to, what's it called, be Metaltal. What's it called, a cover of an oven, even if it doesn't have a handle. And the truth is, it could have said also that it goes like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that. Right? Hey, Rabbi Yossi. Okay, that's what I said, what's it called? Could have said Rabbi Yossi, but since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was the original one, and it says Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, so it called Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kisi tanur de masa machsia, kisi tanur shel osel makom, lo hoya lohem beis achiza. They didn't have a handle. Tanur mitnei shepiv lamala. We'll see later on that there's a kisuyim of karka. Things are mamish in the ground, so there they're bottled to the karka. If they don't have a handle, they're considered muktzah because they're considered mamish like the karka. But the tanur is not considered mamish karka. It's machuber la karka, and therefore its cover is mutter to move around even if it doesn't have a handle. So they put a top on this tanur, this cylinder, to hold in the heat. After you put the pas in, you put the cover back on, so the heat will stay in. And there, it doesn't. And these covers, they use the pliers or something to hold on to it and take it off, right? Or wait until it cooled down. I guess you can't wait till it cooled down to take out the bread. But they must have taken it with some kind of tongs or something, right? But didn't have a handle on it. Still, it's considered part of the kli. It's not considered part of karka, and therefore it's not mukta. Unlike other kisuyim, we'll see later that need a handle to be mukta.